You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Memphis Depay to score and Manchester United to win is 3-1. A Luke De Jong to score and PSV Eindhoven to win
is in
the betting at 14-1. No,
yes,
I'm contractually obliged to say it like that if there's Luke. A W there. And there is a W, not a double U, a double U. So he's 14-1 to score and PSV Eindhoven to win this game. A wide open group, this one, with a couple of games left.
It is, yeah.
Manchester United do need to win here. When you've got Wolfsburg away in match day number 6, you've got to get a result in this match. PSV beat Manchester United in the reverse fixture earlier on in the year. Manu actually opened the scoring on that occasion, and Maxime Lestienne produced 2 assists, and they ended up coming back to win that game 2-1. They have won 6 of their last 7 home games in the Champions League, though, Manchester United, and PSV Eindhoven have lost 9 of their last 11 away games in the competition. I wonder if Wayne Rooney's going to be back fit, because Manchester United have some serious injury doubts now, with Mauro and Fellaini out, Anthony Martial injured as well, even though that might be a long-term thing for Martial. Rooney has been ill. He's expected to be back. I think Louis van Gaal would be upset if he wasn't fit for this fixture.
Yeah, I agree. But whether he'll be fully fit, you know, and raring to go is another matter.
I'm waiting for him to be good again. Is that going to happen?
I think you've been down on him, to be fair.
They look good at the weekend without him, I must admit, in that first half against Watford anyway.
Yeah, they struggled a bit in the second half, didn't they? But they got the win. So, again, you can't complain about them too much, can you? The Champions League, until that last game when they won 1-0, that they've been, at home anyway, they've met teams who have been really up for attacking them. And they've countered. Things have changed a bit more recently since the kind of Wolfsburg game and the Club Bruges game. But PSV, wow, do they like a goal. You look at their recent matches, 2-2 at Willem II, 3-1 at home to Utrecht, the 2-0 against Wolfsburg at home. They won 6-3 at the Graafschap in the Eredivisie as well. The Cup, they won 6-0, so they've been scoring some goals lately. You just wonder what's the mindset here. Wolfsburg are away at CSKA Moscow. Anything could happen in either of these games. I don't think that PSV are the sort of team who are looking for a draw. They haven't got a draw so far in this group. It's 1-2, lost 2, same as Wolfsburg. I think those two teams are really attack-minded. And I think they'll have a bit of a go here, PSV. I think they'll be happy to see what happens. The problem is, if PSV look to think, right, we'll play on the counter here, I'm not sure Man United will give them the opportunity to play on the counter. They won't attack enough to allow that to happen. But I think eventually PSV, if it gets to past the half-hour mark, I think they'll settle in and they'll be happy to take it to a draw at half-time. And I think similarly, if we're getting past the 60-minute mark, I think both teams will probably settle for a draw here. I don't know why they'd be busting a gut to win this game. Man United get a point, it moves them on to 8. PSV move on to 7. Look, Wolfsburg, if they win, that puts them top of the group. So it's all to play for.
If Manchester United don't win this game, it's so dangerous for them.
It's tough, but it's not out of the question, isn't it? I don't know. I'm just wondering if anyone's brave enough to go out and try and win these games, or will they be cautious first and not want to lose them? Because losing the game is a bit of a catastrophe, really. Because if Wolfsburg do get onto 9 points and Man United are sitting on 7 points, then I think that's worse. I think the draw's big here.
Do you think so?
I do, honestly. I don't think Man United are scoring enough goals at the minute to, you know, Watford came out of them, didn't they, after they scored early. Look, if Man United score an early goal, then it opens the game up unbelievably. You know, my advice would be, if you're betting on this in play and Man United do get an early goal, or PSV get an early goal, then you're looking at over 3.5, in my opinion, because PSV will go for it. But I think if it's 0-0 approaching half time, I think the draw is a big player here. I really do. 3-1 is a big price as well.
Okay, 3-1 the draw. Just one man that I've already mentioned, Luke De Jong. You look at his goal scoring record recently.
Yeah,
it is fantastic. He's got 6 goals in his last 6 games for PSV Eindhoven in all competitions.
Including against Wolfsburg in the Champions League.
He's got a couple of goals in the Champions League recently. So he's in good form against weak opposition, admittedly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I listed those teams in the Eredivisie, and it's not great, is it? And it's so... They don't believe in defending in the Eredivisie, do they?
No.
We've seen it, haven't we, on in-play radio, and it's, you know, they're not bothered about defending. It's all about six... You don't get 6-3s, do you, and 3-1s and 2-2s every week in the Premier League?
No. Doesn't happen every week, does it? Luke de Jong to score any time and Manchester United to win.
You like that?
I like that.
Is that your 13-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.